Okay, third odd, Vayeshev Choftas, the Maimer Hanukkah. Let's go. We're down by the two-thirds of the way down the first column. Okay, Altareb is to ask the question, what's the connection to Halal Eidah, to the whole union of Hanukkah? Why up is by Hanukkah do they make a unique remembrance of a mitzvah that we don't find by any other miracles? Dafka the Menorah. And he starts explaining that the Menorah was lit twice a day. The Menorah, the seven branches of the Menorah at the level just like there is chesed of Kedusha, there's chesed of Klipa, and the job is to illuminate the darkness of the Klipa, of the chesed and Gvur and Teferis, the seven candles, back to the level of Kedusha. And that's done through the level of Chochmah, and he says that there's Elam Shona Nefesh, which means time, place, and the person, that just like Aaron HaKohen brought down the seven levels of Kedusha into the Menorah, and that corresponds with the 70 Jews. 70 Jews that went down to Egypt. So therefore, that's the level of Yaakov, Yetzer, Yerech, Yaakov. What's the level of Yaakov, Yudok? If this were up to now. So we're like 20 lines in the end of the first column. Zel, V'yodich, Hezbakev, Esov. That's what it says in the pasuk, that his hand was holding, Yaakov was holding onto the heel of Esav, ki yodai esis yud. The word yodai, echezes, mask, sir, mask. Yodai is the letters yud, yud dalet vav, yud vav dalet. Meaning, the vilt, he nosenle take of his bashtis mem shol. What was Yaakov holding on? When you hold on to somebody, you're restraining them. Yaakov was holding on, meaning Kedusha, is holding on and restraining Esav, that Esav shouldn't spread out the evil all over the place. Rak lachnia tachas Kedusha, to subdue it under the level of Kedusha, or leskaf yitzidrachen, to break evil. V'zeho yinyinim shachas Arin, that's the level of what Arin HaKohen did. Rabalei seisaneis, when he lit the menorah, Laham shebechinus yud shel Yaakov, or a chokhma, to take the level of yud of Yaakov, which is the level yud is chokhma, all the way down the bechinus akev to the heel, meaning shetiyen agam midas hativyim, shebenefesh shabamis, that even the natural instinctive midas of the nefesh shabamis should become kedusha. Meaning like this, we learned already many times. To say lighting, to light something, is lahadik. Okay? It says, bahalois chasaneres, which means to light the menorah. But it doesn't say, tidlak, whatever, the menorah. Why doesn't it use the word tadlak and it uses the word bahalois chas? Because halois chas means aliyah, elevate. Now, when you light a candle, it's called bahalois chas because the flame goes up. So therefore, what are you doing? Like Rashi says in Feshe, Shalevis Eila Me'elau, the flame has to be completely consumed in the wick. The flame is standing on its own. So the Aved of Adin HaKohen was to bring down, like you said before, it says, B'chochmah is B'riru. How do you refine bad from good and good from bad? Through the level of Chochmah. What's Chochmah? Chochmah is the level of Bittul. Right? So in order, when you have Bittul to Kashem, so then you separate between good and bad. If you don't bittul to Hashem, I want to do what I want, then there's no difference between good and bad. What I want is good, what I don't want is bad. But that's not the way of doing, because then you could want evil. So when the Jew does the Aveda of elevating the seven midas, that was the Aveda of Aaron HaKohen. So what did Aaron HaKohen do? Ba'alois chasaneres, he brought the level of Yud Chochmah into the seven candles, the seven midas of evil, and elevated them to Kedusha. He made it the Menorah, the Beis Hamikdash.
I wonder why do we say La'alot Ner Shel? We say La'alot Ner
Shel. Yeah, because L'Pel the mitzvah La'adlik. V'hine Iksiv. Now, it says like this. V'aleis Adin Esenesia Beinu Abayim Akhtiranu. It says in the Pasuk, when Adon lit the Menorah in the evening, it was Yaktirani, he brought the Ketores, And then the same thing when he lit the, cleaned out the menorah in the morning, he did the ketanis. First he lit, then did the ketanis. Okay, so now we see, obviously there's a connection, that Rebbe is saying now, between ketanis and lighting the menorah. Because we find at night, he lit the menorah, then he did the ketanis. In the morning, he cleaned the menorah, and then did the ketanis. It's all interconnected. What does that mean? So he says, Lahov in inyan ha-ketanis. To understand the whole inyan of the ketanis. Shoyachar ad logis v'atavish teineres. After the lighting and the cleaning of the menorah, what's the connection between the ketanis and the menorah? Says Kihine Anedus Kramavur Lamaila. He explained already before that the level of the Meneiro is in Yalos Amidas, elevating the Midas. That went down into the evil of the world. Okay, so kindling the Meneiro is refining the Midas, the seven Midas of the. That's what he said before. The ketanis is a different aveda. What's the inyan of ketanis? Who inyan halos aisius is elevating the levels of thought, speech, and action. Machshava dibur amaisa levushi amidei shemechinis daimin. In other words, like this: the purpose of the menorah was to elevate the midas. The purpose of the ketanis was to elevate thought, speech, and action. Now, Eis is the Kedusha, which are called Chemes Basi and the wall of Basiyin. Chemes Shalavanim Shtei Eis is Beinu Shtei Batim, like we learned in the other Maimer. Letters are called stones, right? Like it says, two stones built two houses, three stones built six. Ukemesh Shakos and B'makam Achim. Like it says, in a different, like he explained, a different place. And the Pasuk in Tilim Gadol Hashem Umuhulum Eid Bir Alikenu. There's a pasuk in Tilim, by the way, that the Baal Shem Tov said that pasuk the day the Alter Rebbe was born, in his capital Tilim, that it says in the pasuk, Gadol Hashem u'mulum me'ed bi'ir Elokeinu. It says Hashem is great and praiseworthy in the city of Elokeinu. So it says, Emosei nikra Gadol. It says, Emosei nikra Gadol. In other words, the pasuk says like this, Gadol Hashem Hashem is great where? Be'ir Elokeinu. That means, where do you see the greatness of Hashem? In the Be'ir Elokeinu. Now, what's Be'ir Elokeinu? In the eighth is Shalom Machshava Dibur Maisa. The letters of Machshava Dibur Maisa. Shenoflo Begashmes Tachas Memshalas Haklipa Sitra Achram. Those letters, in other words, the Midas could be elevated by Chochmah, by kindling them. The ketanis ain lam aliyai dam shachzer hachochma. The letters, meaning thought, speech, and action, cannot be elevated by chachma. Ki ain hachochma ela b'midas atma ave v'yira, which are the level of ruchnius. Okay, he says like this: kindling the menorah is the level of chachma. Therefore, he was able to elevate the seven midas. But that's all ruchnius. Once you come into tangible letters of Machshava Dibur Maisa, Ein La Maliyah Akiyam Ayidei HaKtaitis, that physical things, the letters, could be elevated only through Ketaitis. She Samoni HaKtaitis Oyim Midvonim Shem Bohem Tam Klal. They have no taste, they smell, but they don't taste. Ve'ein Min Mimina Michael Klal. And there's no, none of them are food. None of the Ketaitis spices do you eat? They're just made for smell. Huh? No, to letters of Machshava Dibur Maisa.
Cinnamon.
What?
Cinnamon.
For cinnamon.
But it's compared to tefillah.
1 second. My name, Vikhin, is Damon to the level of Damon. Therefore, Bakhtarosam, when you kindle them, when you burn them. Again, when you light the ketanis, the smoke also. Vikhisa anan haketanis. When you light the ketanis, it forms, also goes up in the form of making a cloud in the base of Migdash. Nasarech Elul Maila, Shemei Shivis HaNefesh, Yishirech Nichirech LaHashem, which is this good smell for Hashem, meaning Shaidei HaReach, through the level of the Reach that goes up, Nasa Nichirech. Like we learn, Nichirech means Nichirech Darga, coming down. You read it's Ishtal, Shesam Shachet, Bechinas Havai, Yud Chochem, and so on. So the Alter Rebbe is like this. The Aved in the Beis Hamikdash was to elevate the world. So first you have the Aveda of elevating the Midas. Okay? That's done by kindling the Menorah. After you finish kindling the Menorah, then you come to the level of elevating Machshava Dibur HaMaisa. Now, the kindling of the Menorah, the seven Midas, the seven Midas are elevated by kindling the Menorah. The Machshava Dibur HaMaisa of the world, thought, speech, and action, that's elevated through Ketanis. Because Ketanis is also this inanimate object. The seichel is not elevated. The seichel is the avoda of the Jew that he could do. The chokhmah, the level of chokhmah, which is primary level of chokhmah, chokhmah bina vadas. It's basic chokhmah bina. When you elevate the chokhmah bina. So that's not to necessarily avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the avoda of the person on his own, so to speak. Midas need to be elevated. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, instead of Ava world, Yira world, to love Hashem. That's the Aveda. Okay, so this whole thing, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining, like we learned many times, every Jew creates this Migdash within themselves. In the Mishkan, Beis Migdash, they had Avedas Abirurim of Midas, Avedas Abirurim of Machshav Adibur HaMaisa. Menorah did the Midas, and Ketanis did Machshava Dibur HaMaisa. But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Tefillah, B'makim, HaKabbanis, now this level has to be accomplished through Tefillah, through Davening. Because even the Menorah, by the way, is also connected to Kabbanis. Because at the end of Baleischa, at the end of Nasei, after all the Nasiim brought their Kabbanis, you know, and then Hashem Baleitcha begins, Hashem says Tam Baleitcha Sanedis. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Aaron felt bad. All the Shvatim were represented in the Chanukah Sabayis. And the Leviim are not. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'm giving you the mitzvah of Menorah. And he says, Aneris Halalu Eina B'Telem La'elam. These licht, these candles will never stop. So the question is, it does stop. There's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Menorah. So it refers to the level of Hanukkah. That's what the Medrash says. It refers to the level of Hanukkah. So you see from there that the Menorah that Aaron kindled basically was similar to Karbanis. Because they brought Karbanis. He was upset. Hashem said, okay, I'm going to give you the Menorah. That means it appeased them. So it had to be similar to Karbanis. But now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, this is accomplished with Tefillah. So he says, "Hine b'seid amarocha yedam adamid gedam atovish teinedus." In Abaye of a Masada seid amarocha, that whole thing that we say, the whole order of the day. So it says like this: Dam atamid, the blood of the carbon tamid was before cleaning out the two candles. Nedus the ketedus, the nedus like he just said were before the ketedus. The ketedus they bought him, and the ketedus before they brought up the limbs of the carbon tamid. Nimta shadama tamid kaidel manedus uktedus veivoya tamid achanes uktedus. Okay, so the prayer says like this: davening is instead of the Beis Hamikdash. So how did it work in the Beis Hamikdash? You had an order. First was dama tamid, then the nedus, the cleaning the nedus, then the uktedus, and then the evodim. So that all has to be found in davening. If davening is instead of that aveda, that means every aspect of this is in davening. So where do we find it?
They were very busy in Beit
HaMikdash. Yeah. Yeah. The oven, and that's why at night they burnt the leftover limbs that they didn't have a chance to burn during the day. And by the way, it says in the Gemara that even if there was no korbanos brought, the Kohanim would just take animals, shech them, and bring on the Mizbeach as a korban. Because it didn't look nice that the Mizbeach was not busy. That means nobody's interested in in bringing something to Hashem. So the Gemara says, if there was no korbanos brought, then the Kohanim shechted them and brought the korbanos.
It's a good sign. Nobody
sinned. There weren't only sin offerings.
Oh, okay.
There are nedavos, there are shlamim, there is eila, there are a lot of different korbanos. It wasn't only for sin. I'll tell you one thing, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the lines are going to be around the world for all the sins we did, that's for sure. I don't want to stand next to you, by the way. Your line is going to really be long.
What makes you think that I will have to have anything to offer?
That's another point. Kine ikerinyan aveda b'kirishma tefila. What's the primary aveda of kirishma davening? Is limsa nafshi b'kirishma. What's the inner davening? Davening is become one with Hashem. Like we said in the last week's parsha, Naftali, Rashi says an expression of chibur, binding. Yeah. So what's the whole union of dav tefillah? Tefillah means to bind, to connect Hashem. That's Krishma, and what's Mesiras Nefesh of Krishna? Mesiras Nefesh means I give up myself to Hashem, meaning I become bound with Hashem. Vine yesh pamim beyesh beis pamim mesiras nefesh limsa nafshi be'echad. It's in Shema you have two mesiras nefesh. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then you even to have mesiras nefesh in echad. Then you have b'chol nafshecha, even neitos nafshecha, even if they take away your sin. So l'cheinu mesiras nefesh, i.e., giving, connecting to Hashem. Going out of myself, mesidas nefesh, giving up my nefesh to Hashem, meaning, that doesn't mean I die. It means instead of doing what I want, I do what Hashem wants. So you have two levels. There's a level of mesidas nefesh of echad, and then you have mesidas nefesh b'chol nafshecha, even if they take your soul. What does this mean? So he says, the lahavin ma'unyim beis mesidas nefesh halol. What is the understanding of these two mesidas nefesh? He says like this: Ine lemesidas nefesh ba'ached koyal nefesh olikis b'chinas bittul. So Alter Rebbe says like this: there's a level of bittul mesidas nefesh of the nefesh olikis, and that's Hashem Echad. And then you have the level of mesidas nefesh of the nefesh habamis. That's b'chol nafshachom. That means even the nefesh olikis needs to have mesidas nefesh to Hashem. What does that mean? Like the Pasuk says, in the life of Hashem that I stood before him, so Hashem Echad refers to the level of Mesiras Nefesh of the godly soul. That Mesiras Nefesh is not Be'echad. Because Echad is a deeper level, that's the Mesiras Nefesh of the godly soul. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is saying, it is an interesting point, that there's Mesiras Nefesh even of the Nefesh Olikis. I, L'cheir, the Nefesh Olikis wants a Lukus anyway. But obviously is when the Nefesh Olikis in Kedusha goes above and beyond its nature of Kedusha, its nature of Kedusha, then that's Mesiras Nefesh. Or in simple English, the fact that the Neshama comes into the body, the Nefesh Olikis comes into the body, is a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. In Gan Eden, the Neshama is basking in godliness, and like it says in the Mishnah, Bakor Chatochai. You're living against your will because the Neshama doesn't want to come down. Why? Because in Gan Eden, it's enjoying life. Spiritual. Down here, it has all these trials, tribulations, it's a hard, all the difficulties of life. So, for the Nefesh Olikis, it's the Mesiras Nefesh to come to a body.
The Nefesh Olikis must be much tougher. Not that I know of, but must be between good and best. Good and better.
That's what we said many times.
Yeah,
the difference between a tzaddik and a beinoni. A beinoni, his level of Bechira and Mesiras Nefesh is between good and bad. A tzaddik was no Yetzirah, so it's between good and better. Good and better is hard to define, because it's less defined than good and bad. Good and bad is, one second, good and bad is clear. One second. It says, anybody in the kashrus world will tell you that if you have a store, you know, that has tray for meat, kosher meat, and you have a mashgiach to make sure, you know, like the supermarkets have kosher meat and tray for meat, yeah? So, to have a mashgiach to separate between kosher and treif, you need a reliable mashgiach. But you need a more reliable mashgiach when you have only kosher meat and different standards of the meat. You know? Then, but it's all kosher. Then you must have a better mashgiach than a kosher and treif. Why? Because kosher and treif, if the guy's a religious Jew, he's not going to give you treif to eat. But if it's between kosher and kosher, the guy said, why am I giving you treif? What's this? So you don't have this meat. You have this meat. This is still kosher 100%. So you have to have much more Yiddish Shemayim, by the way. That's why, as everybody knows, when the restaurants tell you it's this meat or that meat, you can't always believe them. And mashgichim, by the way, they do, they get fired. As stories that I personally know, they'll fire. Why? Because the guy says, listen, this shechit is kosher, this shechit is kosher, what's the difference? I'm not feeding you treif, so you'll eat a big deal. Between good and better, you know, it's not them saying a mashal, good and bad, but in good and better, you need what?
So the nefesh, when somebody passes away, and you mentioned something where the nefesh came again, and then
that's the godly soul.
What exactly is that nefesh is feeling? You know, even like, is the nefesh, is it able to come down to earth, look at things and feel?
You mean after it dies?
How does that work? I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, let me tell you a little secret. Don't try, because you'll never get it. Don't waste your time trying for something that you'll never get. That's not true. Chassidus says even if you'll never get it, you should do it anyway.
But what's the nefesh doing?
The nefesh is
the people that pass away.
The people that pass away, that nefesh, which is spiritual, yeah? It depends. You're talking about the animal soul that gives life to the person. Or the godly soul, but either one of them are spiritual entities that see, our problem is we look at everything with physical eyes. Okay? What we learned this many times, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, when you say somebody has a deep head, you know, deep head, what does it mean? It's like 20 feet deep, 30 feet deep. A pit. If it's 20 feet deep, it's deeper than 10 foot deep. Correct? So in physical world, which we, by the way, our brains only think physical. So in our world, when I hear deeper, deeper means 10 feet versus 20 feet, 20 feet versus 10 feet to the ocean, whatever. When you speak of, even in physical language, we say you have a deep head. What do you mean a deep head? It's not the same depth of a pit 10 feet deep. You don't measure intellect or somebody has a big heart. You know, they're very generous. You say you have a big heart. A big heart, God forbid, you can die. Okay, it doesn't mean that his heart is big. It's figuratively speaking. Okay? When you deal with the nefesh, neshama, whatever it is, and we say about the neshama, we're all talking about spiritual language, where physical language for spiritual things. For instance, if somebody says, where's hell? Where's Gehenna? Everybody's 6 feet under. What do you mean 6 feet? That's where the grave is. That's what they mean. Now, when you say Gehenna is down there and Gan Eden is up there. So normally, we think, okay, now let me ask you a question. How many miles up is Gan Eden? 100, 200, 1,000? How deep is hell? Okay. Obviously, Gan Eden is not up there, and hell is not down here, below the ground.
It's much hotter, deeper.
It's a level of figuratively speaking. It's a spiritual feeling, okay? So neshama is a spiritual entity that we cannot describe in physical terms. Now, Therefore, as Chassidus explained, Friedrich Rebbe has a lot about this in his Maimonim, we don't know what the neshama is. The muhus, the essence of the neshama, we don't know what it is because, first of all, it's a part of God that we can't understand. We can know the existence of the nefesh. For instance, when I look at you and you're moving, God, thank God, you're not dead. Okay, you're moving, so I know you have a neshama in you. Now, do I see the neshama? No. Do I know what the neshama is? No. I see the function of the neshama, the existence of the neshama, that I understand. But what the muhus is, what the essence of the neshama is, I can't understand. First of all, brains are physical. Secondly, it's an extension of God, so b'chal we can't understand it. So you're talking about, what does the neshama see? What does the neshama do? So, to give you I'm going to use the word a stupid example, that we learned in the other Maimonides. The neshama is like a battery. You know a battery? A battery is power. Life. Let's use the life of a battery, right? It's life. I put it into this flashlight, it gives light. I put the battery into a toy, the toy starts moving, talking, whatever, you know, a million things that I put a battery into, it functions accordingly. Yeah. Now, does that mean there's light in the battery, or there's movement in the battery, or there's talking in the battery? No. The battery is one simple, like a finger, yeah, of life. Now, when I put it into this vessel, so then this vessel is a receptacle for light. So then the battery, which is the source of life, goes into this flashlight, and the light comes. Now, does that mean that it's composed? No, so the same thing with the neshama to be continued.
Rabbi, is it the